interviewing Ruth Carter at 7 o'clock on May the 3rd. The subject of the interview is her life. You can start by telling us about your life as a child.
About what?
Your life as a child.
Well, I was born in Cleburne County. I went to Hightower School. My daddy was a farmer, and I farmed till I was 18 years old. And I left Hightower and come to Oxford to live with my sister. I stayed with her till I got married. And then me and my husband moved out, and we had two children, raised them. And he left, went in the service when he was about 6 years old. And I taken care of him 2 years while he was gone. And I worked in a cotton mill and taking care of two children. And back in Depression, I had to care of my groceries. Gas was rationed. I had to care of myself.
How was the pay when you worked then? Your pay?
My pay, I think I made about 30, maybe 50 cents an hour. I think it was 30 something though, cents an hour when I first went to work. And I worked a while, and I taken off a while with the children. My husband worked when he come back from the service. And went back to work then when the children got grown.
What kind of work did you do at the cotton mill?
Well, I run reels, I run braiders, I run spinners, I run tubers, I run twisters. Anything you need me to do.
Was it dangerous work at the cotton mill?
Yeah, it was dangerous work, some of it. But I worked. I taken off when I didn't work in it until after my children was born, about 4 years old. Then I went to work, and I worked off and on until they was grown.
Where'd you and Papa live? Just in Oxford?
Oh, yeah. We lived in the mill village, in two rooms in the mill village. And had our two children. We all, four of us, stayed in them two rooms in the mill village till my kid was grown. Then we got a whole house.
Great Depression. Didn't you say they rationed food?
Yeah, they rationed sugar and flour, and the gas was rationed. You couldn't get nobody to haul your groceries. I had to carry them.
Did Papa ever get leave and get to come home?
Yeah, he got two leaves. He got to come home twice, one time on Christmas, and the other times me and children was by herself. His mother come and stayed some with me. Then I went to the country and stayed part of the time when my husband was in service. I went up there and stayed at my dad's a few weeks at a time.
I heard you talk about, who was it, Roosevelt, that you said almost starved you, or Hoover almost starved you to death? One of the presidents?
Yeah, in Hoover times. That's when I was a kid, though. My daddy and brothers worked for 50 cents a day.
What'd they do?
They pulled corn 50 cents a day. But when our kids was little then, we didn't get no flour much for a while. We eat meal, cornbread. When our kids were little.
Was your dad a farmer?
My daddy was a farmer. Yeah, I was raised on the farm. I picked cotton and raised on the farm till I was 18 years old. I come to Oxford.
How many brothers and sisters
do
you have?
I moved to Oxford and stayed with my sister.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Huh?
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had four girls, four sisters, and four brothers. Five sisters, well, it's five girls and four boys.
Why did you decide to move to Oxford?
Well, my daddy quit farming. And I come to Oxford to stay with my sister because she had three little kids to take care of, and she wasn't able to take care of them. I come to help her out. Then me and him got married and moved out. Later. I think Joyce, my daughter, was about 2 years old when he went in service. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was about, he's 2 years and a half older than Joyce. He wasn't very big either. He was about four or five years old. I had to hire babysitters when I worked.
Did you have to work a lot of hours?
Yeah, sometime I made 16 hours a day. Two shifts. But see, I had to pay rent and all. I was the only one left to do it. I didn't draw but $100 a month for me and two children from a service. So I had it rough. We had it rough though after our kids got up bigger. The meal didn't run good, and my husband didn't get but about sometime 1-2 days a week, and I wasn't working then. We had to try to get by on it.
When did the meal finally close down? When did the meal finally close down?
Well, it run on up till I think they sold it to people in Georgia. It run till then, then the people in Georgia taking it up, and I worked some for the people in Georgia, from Georgia. And he went to the pot shops. I worked on down there some.
Do you have any Indian heritage? Do you have any Indian heritage, any Indian blood in you?
I don't, Curtis said we did, but I really don't know.